From NPR News, it's Day to Day. While Congress debates whether or not to build that 700-mile high-tech fence between the U.S. and Mexico, families are finding ways to meet across the existing barrier, a simple chain-link fence. Joanne Farrion reports.
On the American side, a park beach is nearly deserted, just a few Mexican families mingling. They know they're being watched by surveillance cameras on the hill, and Border Patrol officers on ATVs are ready to swoop down if they stray too far on the American side of the shore. On the Mexican side, a different scene entirely. A man on a bike is selling ice cream to the hundreds of sunbathers.
Fresa, tamarindo, limón.
And all along the fence, on that side of the boundary, are men and women leaning and waiting. This is a place where families who are separated by this border come to visit.
There's people that fall in love here and have gotten married, and there's people that come here to show off their family members, the latest pictures, and people that have picnics right here, both sides of the fence.
Enrique Moranis is an immigrant rights activist. He has seen many families reunite here at the fence, and on this Saturday afternoon, he acts as tour guide and translator. First, we meet 46-year-old Francisco Guerrero and his 23-year-old daughter, Alejandra. Francisco is on the American side of the fence, his daughter on the Mexican side. Francisco is in the country legally. He's trying to get his daughter a visa.
It's just money, $3,000 more, and then I can go take it to Wise and get my visa.
Closer to the beach, we meet 29-year-old David Gomez. He crossed the border illegally 10 years ago, moved to Utah, and worked as a busboy for a Mexican restaurant. He thought he was home free until 2 weeks ago when he was visiting friends in San Diego.
Old town in San Diego?
Yeah. They had undercover immigration agents at one of the bus, just regular buses. And they were checking people's identification, and they found that he didn't have documents, and they deported him.
Since arriving in Tijuana, David has been arrested twice because he doesn't have identification. He's tried two times to sneak back into the U.S., but was caught and sent back to Mexico. He now feels he belongs nowhere.
I became legal in 1987.
45-year-old Salvador Gonzalez rides up to the fence on his bicycle. He's anxious to tell his story. He moved to L.A. with his family when he was just a boy, and in 1987 was one of the many illegal immigrants to be given amnesty. For nearly 20 years, he lived legally with his family in the U.S., until last year.
I got busted selling drugs.
Salvador served his time in California and then was deported last month.
I made a mistake. We're all making mistakes. I mean, the prison in there is full of people. They're in and out all the time. And this is not my case. I worked all my life.
By the time we walk to the end of the line, where the fence ends and the Pacific Ocean begins, the beach is nearly deserted. The Mexican families on the American shore have been told to walk back to their side of the border. The tide is out and the sun is low. The final metal pole recedes into the water. For National Public Radio, I'm Joanne Farrion.